constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE, we are live and local, and we're pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Sean Stewart, Kansas Public and Government Affairs Manager for AAA Kansas. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Always great to be on with you.
And glad to have you on. How busy are you headed into the Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, very busy. We've been talking about the Memorial Day travel forecast numbers all week, and certainly our emergency roadside service crews are getting ready for a busy holiday weekend as well.
And from all we've been hearing, Sean, is that travel will be robust?
Yeah, absolutely. Last week we projected the second highest number of travelers nationwide for this Memorial Day holiday, almost 44 million people traveling, and a record 38.4 million people will be driving to their destinations. And those numbers are reflected in Kansas as well. Total travel up about 4% this year. About 488,000 Kansans will be taking a trip this weekend, and about 87% of them will be driving to their destinations. So expect some busy highways, busy airports, and just lots of travelers getting out to kick off the summer.
You know, you and I had a chance to talk here about a week ago or so when the announcement came down. Before we start talking about some of the different, you know, things that we're going to have to watch for on the highways, and by now it's probably, if you haven't already scheduled anything with your mechanic of choice, it may be a little bit late to do that. But what goes into those projections? That's a question that I think we haven't asked in a while. So what goes into those holiday weekend projections when it comes to travel?
Yeah, AAA for, I believe since 2000, has been projecting holiday travel for all of the main holidays, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Independence Day, and then certainly end-of-year holidays and Thanksgiving as well. But we work with a couple of different firms looking at trends from previous years. We look at economic factors around the country. So a lot of different elements go into trying to predict best we can the numbers of people who will be taking trips.
Well, when will be the busiest travel days on the road and in the air, Sean?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday afternoons and evenings will be busy as holiday travelers mix with commuters getting off work. So if you can travel earlier in the day, the next couple of days, and then certainly some people will come back on Sunday, but Monday afternoon and evening will be very busy on the highways in many places. So just take that into account. If you want to try to avoid that extra congestion, maybe leave earlier in the day if you can.
You know, obviously, this is the time of year. We've got a lot of orange cone processes in town. We have a big one here on the north side of town with the Interstate 35 bridge project, which is going to be really taking a step forward the way it appears right after Memorial Day. So, you know, this is the time of year where it probably would be a good idea to do some research ahead of schedule, maybe go to candrive.org and figure out where those construction zones are.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely orange cone season, so it's very important to pay heed to the signs warning you of reduced speeds, lane closures. Just be very careful in those zones because people are injured and killed in crashes in construction zones every year. And about 90% of people injured and killed in those zones are motorists themselves, not construction workers. So even if those construction zones may not be active with road workers over the holiday weekend, it's still important to slow down and pay attention and avoid distractions while you're driving through them.
And if you're headed out to airports, maybe head there a little early, the way it sounds. Pack your patience there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Nationwide, we're expecting an increase of more than 4% in air travel. So airports will be busy. Make sure that you get the airline app on your phone so you can follow the status of your flight. If it's delayed, it makes it easier to rebook if you need to. But, yes, definitely get to the airport early. If you can avoid checking baggage, that often saves you time. And in case there is a delay or a cancellation, you're together with your bag rather than it going elsewhere.
Sean, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning when it comes to, you know, specifically the travel time period this time around, and, you know, also maybe the gas prices, which haven't taken that big jump up yet?
Right. I was just going to mention gas prices. Right now, we're looking pretty good compared to a year ago. The Kansas average is $3.13 a gallon. It's almost 50 cents less than the national average, and about 12 cents less than where we were a year ago. And right now, Kansas has the fourth cheapest average gas price in the nation, as does the general area around us. Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri are all in the top seven cheapest gas prices. So if you're staying local, you'll definitely be saving some money this year on when you go to fill up.
Outstanding.
Sean, that is good news, yeah.
Yeah, it is good news.
Yeah.
Sean, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for spending some time with us here today.
I will. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your holiday, and everybody be safe.
Yeah, Sean Stewart, AAA, joining us. Yeah, busy travel time again.
Again.
For the Memorial Day holiday. So pack your patience, as Sean said, and please travel with care. Pack your patience. That's important, isn't it?
Be safe. Be patient and enjoy.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It is 8:57.
Grab your friends and family and head out to the Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City, May 30th through June 1st. The rodeo begins nightly at 8 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be a cowboy dance following the rodeo on Friday and Saturday nights. Sponsored by Country 101.7 FM. And don't forget the annual parade at 2 o'clock on Saturday, June 1st. The following rodeo boosters invite you to this year's Flint Hills Rodeo.
Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now's a great time to call Angela. 620-344-6368. Flint Hills Towing, your trusted local provider since 1990.